I used to shine it like gold. Now I'm all indigo.
Teach me a lesson. I'm starting to wonder. My true colors changed since I left you. I used to shine bright like gold. Now I'm all indigo. My colors are shining. Starting to question if God's trying to teach me a lesson. Lord knows I'm starting to wonder. My true colors changed since I left you. When I used to shine bright like gold, now I'm all indigo. My colors are darker than gold.
Trustful. Okay. Do you have a reason? Are you good with a reason? Yeah. Stay by my side.
Stay by my side. I don't ever want you to go. And I finally realize. Oh, that know it takes time. Doesn't it seem like time's moving slow? Oh, and I think I could feel you hugging my soul. And you say, I'm right here. And I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. No, and you say, I'm right here, and I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. Stay by my side. I don't ever want you to. I don't know it's just right. Oh, I found a place I call home. And we never come in doubt. Oh, I know you. Always looking now. So every time I look up, I remember who's looking down. Hey, you say, I'm right. And I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. Oh, when you say I'm right here, and I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. Stay by my side. Oh, I don't ever want you to go home.
Time.
I want to share a little bit. There's so much to talk about. We could learn these parshiyas for a whole year to try and understand the brothers, our brothers, the challenges that we all have. Yossel, I thought I had a name for you of the shir, but the nigunim and the singing shifted me a little bit, but I'll try and stick to my thoughts that I originally had. I had it last night. I was talking to to my son Avram, to Avram Fisher. I was talking to Avram late last night. And I shared, and we had a very, very, it was late at night. As I was going home, and it hit me that you know, I sometimes talk about people and give shout outs, and to this one, Yussel, the name I was going to say is shout outs, something like that. I'll tell you why I'm saying that. And there was a part of me that felt bad that I want to say Barabim, because It starts back for a second. I don't know if Hootie's here. Hootie Kalish told me last night upshot from the Barditchever that says Vayiru Oisai Merachik, is that the brothers saw him from far, and that's where hatred comes, is when you don't really see the person, when you don't see someone. That's the only reason you can hate them. And if you really get to know someone and you get to the pnimius of who someone is, it's impossible to hate them. The only reason we hate people, especially our brothers, the jealousy, is only because we're rachik, only because we're far. And me and Avram were talking, and I said, you know what, it's hard for me because there's some people who maybe I don't shout out, and I said, maybe I have to stop shouting out people because maybe someone doesn't get a shout out or doesn't get enough of a shout out, and it's not true. It's not true that somebody who gets celebrated and we talk about somebody that it means that they are better, or it means that we're celebrating them and they're doing better, or it just means that it's maybe sometimes we see little things. I'm not explaining it as clear as we had it last night, that I had it last night. I really genuinely felt bad, and I was thinking, I'm not gonna do it, don't worry. I was thinking of like just going around and just giving everybody a shout out to say, maybe we'll do it another time. The reason I don't want to do it, it's not the point just to do it. The point is that you know, it says in Parshas Bo, it says by Choshech, it says lo yiro'u ish es achiv v'lo yikamu ish mitachtav shleishes yamim, that lo ro'u ish es achiv, they couldn't see each other. The biggest choshech that a person can have is not to see the person next to him. Not to see the beauty and the greatness of the Jew, the Yid, who's next to you. And the Yetzirah is such a character in the fact that he does the exact opposite. And what he does to us is he makes us think that I need to do something, and I need to accomplish something, and I need to be something. I need to do something in order to be recognized. And it's not true, because the recognition of the greatness of each and every one of us, if we get closer to somebody, usually familiarity breeds contempt. The closer you get to someone, the more you start seeing the things that you don't like about them, right? People fall in love, and then they get to know each other. And they get to know each other, and then they push away each other. And I said this the other day in Shalom Bayis, I say, that's not what happens. What happens is you fall in love with someone, and then you get to know them, and then you think you know them. And you stop getting to know them better and better and deeper and deeper. And that's why you fall out of love. You don't fall out of love because you get to know someone better and better. You fall out of love because you think you know them. The only reason there's sinna, the only reason the brothers hated, quote unquote, Yosef, that it says is why? Because they didn't get to know Yosef. And the only reason Yosef had trouble with the brothers, whatever it is, they didn't get to spend time with each other to have a conversation. One of the biggest challenges of our generation, I believe, I don't like talking about like the challenge of the generation. One of the biggest challenges, in my humble opinion, of our generation, of us, of our future, of you and your wife, and you and your children, is spending time together, having conversations, getting to know each other. The phone and the electronics, whatever they're called, I don't even know what they're called, they're not even phones, because no one uses them as phones. Whatever the devices are called, that's not the problem. The problem is the conversations that we're missing to get to know each other. Because when you get to know the person next to you, and it doesn't just mean, oh, shalom aleichem, what's your name? When you get to sit and have a deep conversation with somebody, when you get to listen to someone, when someone listens to you, when you get to experience another person, when you get to have conversations, it's impossible. One of my favorite things that I say in Shalom Bayis, is I don't like to say we agree. I'm going to say it even, forget about marriage, to say let's agree to disagree. I say I don't like let's agree to disagree. Know what it means? It means you didn't talk long enough. You didn't have a long enough, not that everybody has to agree. You don't have to agree. But at the end of the day, what is life about? At the end of the day, there is nobody here. There's nobody listening to the shir who will argue that having a great relationship with your wife is one of the most important things in your life. Nobody would disagree with that. Nobody would disagree that being connected to Hashem is something that we all want to be close with Hashem. Nobody disagrees with that. Nobody disagrees to be closer with each other. That's what I want to love a Jew more. Nobody disagrees with that. Nobody disagrees that I want to be closer with myself and get to know myself better. And I don't want to judge anybody. Nobody wants to judge anyone. Just what? It takes time. It takes getting to know each other. It gets learning to listen to each other. It gets figuring out how I can get closer to that person. How can I get closer to that person? How can I understand that person more? How can I find common ground? When a person feels that they don't like someone, we speak about this all the time. When you don't like someone, that's the entrance to the yeshiva, what we say. When you look at someone and you don't like them, it's the greatest matana in the world. It's the greatest present in the world if there's someone who you have negative feelings towards. You know why? Because when you have negative feelings towards someone, it is the greatest gift because it gives you an opportunity to do two things. Number one, gives you an opportunity to learn about him. And it gives you an opportunity to learn about yourself. And if everybody would just take that opportunity and say, okay, there's this group of people who I don't like. There's this certain person who I don't like. How can I learn to get to know that person more? How can I learn to understand that person more? How about if you don't like yourself? How about if there's a part of yourself that you don't like? Let's say I told you that the way to get there is to get closer to yourself. Because what happens when you don't like a part of yourself? When you don't like yourself, You disconnect from yourself. You push away from yourself. You disconnect from yourself. You shame yourself. You put yourself down. Let's say you brought yourself in closer. I remember, I see I have a few hands up, which we'll get to in a second. There isn't anyone who doesn't want to be brought close. There isn't anyone who doesn't want more love and more understanding and more seeing the beauty in that person, including yourself to yourself. If you look at yourself, this is maybe the theme of what I want to say, and it's a chiddush. If you look at yourself and there's a part of you that you don't like about yourself, maybe you got to get to know yourself better. Maybe you got to go a little bit deeper. Maybe you got to really understand that part of yourself deeper and deeper, and don't just push it away. Just like what we do to people. You don't like something, something doesn't smell right, stay away. Don't stay away. Don't stay away. Bring it closer. Listen to that person. I'm not giving a practical etzah if there's someone in your life who you don't like, to just go over to them, put your arm around them and hug them. But there's no question, if you would do that, that would definitely be a start. And you had a conversation with somebody. Have a conversation with somebody. Listen to someone. One of the blessings that I have in yeshiva, I'm afraid to give a shout out now even. I'm going to give two shout outs. One is to Ellie Shuckman. Yeah. This is what we were talking about last night. I want to just share the pshat, and this is what's hard because as I look around, and Ellie, this is a good theme for you. Ellie's been on a journey for a long time. I know Ellie since he's a little kid, for many, many years. A sweet person. And everybody has this. Everybody has a piece of this. Everybody has a piece of this. Of Ellie's a person who has spent so much time and effort to get to know himself better and to work on himself. When I say work on himself, doesn't necessarily mean to change himself, but to invest in himself. He invests in himself. He doesn't care. This is so deep. You know, I just want to say something. This is where loneliness comes from. Loneliness, a part of loneliness comes from when you stop really learning yourself. It's not so much other people. It's also, we all need people in our lives. But the second you think you know yourself, and you think you got yourself, that's when you might begin to be lonely. When you say, I have more to learn about myself. I have more to develop. First of all, I want to give a welcome to the Mevaseret Chevra. I want to give a welcome to the Mevaseret Chevra. And to the yeshiva, and I'll tell you why. Because any yeshiva that has the guys coming here, and you guys are coming here to do what we're talking about right now, is you want more from yourself. You want different. That's the beauty of coming to yeshiva. It's the beauty of coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's the beauty of learning a new sefer. Kenei lecha chaver, Rashi says, means a new sefer, a new book. Buy yourself a book that's a friend. Why is that a friend? Because chaver is melashon chibur. It means to connect to a different part of you. Eli Shukman is a person. He's also, I guess it's a Mivasera thing. Eli Shukman is a person. And all of us here, you all, everybody here, this is going to be cheap because I'm going to give it to everybody. Every person who is in this shir, every person who is here for one reason and one reason only. And you know what? I'm going to include myself in that because I just realized that I don't know if I love myself enough. And now that I'm saying it, I'm beginning to love myself a little bit more. Because all of us are trying to develop a deeper relationship with ourselves. And you know what? I'm going to say something that I've never said. I'm going to say something that I don't think I've ever said so clearly. I don't know myself. And I want to get to know myself better. I don't know myself. I still don't know myself. And I'm happy that I'm saying to myself that I still don't know myself. You know why? Because I'm excited to get to know myself even more. And I've been with myself for triple the amount of time. Well, not triple, I'm not that old. I've at least double the amount of time of the average age probably here. I've known myself. So what, I don't know myself yet? The answer is yes. And I want to thank my son. I want to thank Avram. Thank you, Avram. Of this, it'll be very good. Ready? Because I'm saying this. I'm comfortable. Wait, I'll say. What did I say? You'll hear why. Well, you'll hear what I say. Oh, who said that? What? Okay. I am learning. I know this might be weird because I'm saying it publicly, but I think it's fine because I'm trying to just be open. And to say is that I'm in yeshiva with Avram. And I'm learning more about my son Avram. Wait. And that is it makes me even closer. It makes me love him even more. Now it sounds funny. He's your son, for crying out loud. How could you love your son more? And it's the same exact thing. You know why? Because when you get to know someone and you stop thinking that you know them. Because of course I know my son. He's my son. Of course I know my wife. She's my wife. But no, when you say I don't know them, I want to know them better, then you begin to love them more and you want to learn more about them. All the brothers, it's all about Vayiru Oysai. Hudi, I said it before. Thank you for the pshat. It's my third time saying it. Vayiru Oysai Merachaik. Vayiru Oysai Merachaik. Is that if you feel you don't like yourself, if you feel that there's a part of you that you hate, and all of us have a part of us that we hate. And you know what the reason we hate that part? Is because we don't know that part. Because I don't know it so well. You know, one of the things they do in IFS, I'm not an IFS practitioner, but I've done IFS with a therapist myself, meaning he's done it on me. And one of the things that you do, anyone who's been through deep IFS or any of the inner child stuff, sometimes there's a part of you, I don't know if anybody can relate to this, sometimes there's a part of you that you are not a child within you that you don't like, and then you're supposed to talk to that child. And you're supposed to have a conversation with that child. And what happens sometimes? You don't want to. The hatred or the disconnect is, do you have anything to say to the child? No. Does the child have anything to say to you? No. That's the problem. Get to know each other. Hang out with each other. Go speak to anybody. And I'm saying this, you know I don't like to categorize Jews. Go to a guy, and I'm just saying this just to communicate it. Go to a guy... In you know what, I'll say a story, it's almost Hanukkah. This happened about probably 9 years ago. This is the first night of Hanukkah. A guy shows up, one of my brothers shows up, right? Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, one of my brothers shows up. It's 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. I don't know what time it is. Mom, it's time to light the menorah. The first night to deliver a couch. The guy comes, and again, I'm not, you know, I don't look at it like this, but I'm just painting the picture. The guy had earrings and nose rings and this and tattoos, and he's this and he's whatever, right? Whatever his name was, whatever, an Israeli name, right? His name wasn't Yankin. What?
Tomer.
Exactly. And the guy comes out, and right, and we, as the rabbi, the Rebbetzin, it's Erev Chanukah, let's offer him a sufganiya, a donut. It's, we didn't light candles yet. He comes in, Tomer, Tomer. What does Tomer say? I'll never forget, this happened 10 years ago. Tomer says, Toda Rabba, and then my wife's like, are you going to eat it? So what does he say to me? Tomer. Tomer. He says, Lechol, to eat it? He says, I'm going to my grandfather's house to light. This is like 7 o'clock. The guy has been schlepping. It's clear that he's been schlepping the whole day. And he says, eat a sufganiya. I was going to eat the sufganiya. I was going to eat it before I lit. That's how good it looked. Right? But no. Tomer. How do you know it's not true? I would have gone into the room, maybe. Okay, I'll get off the... Okay. I'm a cowboy. Go ahead. I'm a cowboy. Tomer says... See? Thank you. Tomer says, I can't eat. I didn't light Chanukah licht yet. I didn't light the Chanukah candles. I have to go the Chanukiah. I'm going to my grandfather's. Eat. And he put the donut on his truck in the front over there. And I'm saying the story 10 years later. You know why? Because I don't know him. I don't know him. When you see that cab driver, when you see that guy across on the bus, when you see that person, when you see your brother, your blood brother, when your mother, your father, you're everybody. Get to know them. Yourself. Get to know them. We went the whole shiur with that one, by the way. And I started a list. I started the list. V'lo ro ish asachiv. Okay, we have a few. Eli Shukman, we're going to miss you. Eli's going, yeah, he's going away a little bit.
No.
He's going away. He's going a little away. I don't know if you guys know Daniel Zimberg. Daniel, I don't know if you guys know Daniel. Daniel comes here basically every day. That's what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say.
Happy birthday to you.
Let's wrap up. I want to wrap up. I want to wrap up. So happy. Okay, I can keep on going. Daniel, happy birthday, and many more. And it's an honor. It's an honor that you're here. It's an honor that everybody's here. It's more than an honor. Everybody. I don't know how to say it without sounding so like just cliche. What were we saying? Like someone, like they say, you know, like a psychopath, someone who's like like someone who's really in real darkness, because we're talking about Esav, someone who's in real darkness, like maybe they just are missing love. They're missing the love, the proper love. And that's why I just want everyone to know here that everyone here is so loved. You're so loved. And the parts that you have so much shame about, I just want to say, the part that you hate about yourself the most is, I don't know how I know this, but I know this to be true. That part that you loathe, like look up the word loathe because it's a heavy word, that you really hate about yourself is really the part that is so beautiful. Deep down, that's what Hanukkah is about, is that it's the darkest time. The Jewish people, Shchoirani Vinove, that Hashem loves me so, my Averis, think of that Avera that you've done, or that you do, or you've done, because you don't do it anymore, but you've done it, let's say, that you have shame, or that makes you feel like you loathe yourself for, or your disconnect from Hashem, or something you've done in your life, and it's like, don't push that part away, don't push yourself away, but bring it closer. That's why we talk about like fathers and sons and mothers and sons and children and relationships. Like that's why it's a fake, the biggest fake news, that Hashem is a monster and that Hashem pushes you away. Hashem loves us so much and wants to get to know us more and more, and he wants us to get to know him. Hashem wants us to get to know him. Hashem wants us to get to know each other. And that's the greatest light that exists. The greatest light that exists is the fact that I'm beautiful. Everybody is so beautiful. Everybody is so beautiful. And the Yetzirah just wants you to feel that you're ugly, both on the inside and the outside. The Yetzirah wants you to feel that you're a chayta. He wants you to feel that you're low. He wants you to feel that you're far. And it's not true. You're so close. And we're getting closer and closer. Each and every one of us. You look at Yosef, you look at Joro. You look at Joro. Look at Joro. Oh. Yosef Ben Rachel. Don't wait. I'm ending off with this. Don't wait. I've given a shir on this. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love. Learn to fall in love with yourself. And I put myself at the front of the line with that. Let's learn together to love each other, to fall in love with ourselves. To fall in love with ourselves. Light up tomorrow with today, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Shkoh.